And we're getting insight into the roots of the opioid epidemic from a new investigation by STAT, the health and medicine publication and our weekly partner. Through unsealed documents, STAT learned that in 2001, state officials in West Virginia were seeing a surge in deaths linked to the painkiller OxyContin, and they moved to require their state insurer and its benefits manager, Merck Medco, require a prior authorization for the drug. You know, you can't get it unless the insurance company says you really need it. But the documents show Purdue Pharma, which makes OxyContin, was also paying Merck Medco to boost sales of the drug. David Armstrong is senior enterprise reporter for STAT. David, how'd they do this?
Yeah, so the benefits manager is actually contracting with both parties here. They are working for the insurance plan, but they also have a contract with Purdue. And Purdue is paying them in the form of what they call rebates to essentially make sure that their drug is getting favored status. And part of that is making sure there's no limits on its prescribing.
Well, you quote a former Purdue official as saying that prior authorization programs don't eliminate inappropriate prescribing, and they can prevent patients who legitimately need drugs from getting them. Is there evidence that this prior authorization that West Virginia desperately wanted, officials there desperately wanted, they told you they were screaming at a wall, you know, trying to get someone to hear them, that that would have slowed the opioid epidemic?
Well, there is evidence that these programs do work. And in fact, just this month, the Centers for Disease Control put out a study showing that a prior authorization program here in Massachusetts cut opioid prescribing by 15%. Mm-hmm. So it made a difference. I think also at the time, you have to remember, this is early in the epidemic, and it would have been very symbolic for one of the states that was being hardest hit to put restrictions on this drug. It would have sent a signal, and it's possible that would have sent a message out to other states, other insurance plans, hey, yeah, watch out for this drug, and it might have made a difference.
Well, West Virginia eventually did get prior authorization for OxyContin, but it took years. And they did sue Purdue Pharma, which paid $10 million to the state in 2004. These documents that STAT had unsealed are from that case. But now we understand a county in West Virginia is thinking of suing again.
Yeah, so this case was filed by the state in Welch, which is in McDowell County in southern West Virginia. And what's happened in that county is the problem's gotten even worse since the state settled. And it's so bad, and the county is so desperate for money to help treat people with addiction to these drugs that they have now hired and contracted with a big national law firm to file a new lawsuit against not only Purdue, but other makers of opioid painkillers.
And what about the benefits managers like Merck Medco?
Well, Merck Medco was bought by a competitor in 2012, but there are still deals like this or similar to this that are being made, and it's one of the knocks on this industry.
In other words, benefit companies that push insurers to prescribe certain medication get this rebate, this kickback from the drug companies for those sales.
Yes, and to critics of the industry, this is a conflict of interest. You know, you're getting paid by one side while representing the other side. Whose interest do you really have at heart?
Yeah. David Armstrong, senior enterprise reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, will link you to his recent writing at hereandnow.org. David, thank you.
Thanks for having me.